A midwinter journey up the East Coast reveals bits of America frozen in the past. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. As most people were heading home from their vacations, Ken McAlpine was just setting out to visit popular tourist destinations along the East Coast. He began just after Labor Day and traveled through the winter, stopping in coastal towns from Key West, Florida to Stonington, Maine. McAlpine describes his experiences with the landscape and the people in a new book called Off-Season, Discovering America on Winter's Shore.
The only people that are there, especially in these small towns, are the people that genuinely and truly love these places and also enjoy that sense of community that I was hoping to find.
McAlpine traveled south to north, heading into colder weather as the winter deepened.
And no offense to the snowbirds, but I didn't want to be fleeing winter. I wanted to be driving right into its maw. So I didn't want to arrive in Maine in September. I wanted to be in Maine in February and March. I just wanted to get the worst of winter in the coldest of places.
That he did. But McAlpine says he also saw some charming coastal communities, many of which are holding out against the rampant development that threatens to wipe out unique local cultures and traditions. Virginia, for example, offered a glimpse of two very different worlds as he drove by the industrial port city of Norfolk.
You travel across the Chesapeake Bay, and you come out on the other side, and you're on the eastern shore of Virginia, and it's farmland and oystering, and because these areas are undeveloped, either through intent or through outright protection, it's almost like a step back in time.
But times are changing in many of these places. Developers often offer millions of dollars for properties near the sea. McAlpine says that's hard for people to resist. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.